This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Joining me, as they do most Fridays, are Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator, and Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and the former Republican majority leader in the state Senate. So this week, the state of Michigan dropped charges and arrest warrants against 186 people, almost all of them Detroit residents, after it had accused them of illegally collecting unemployment benefits. These are among about 28,000 people who have been accused of unemployment benefit fraud, and it's all because of a computer screw-up leading to most, if not all, of them being wrongly accused. Vicki, what does this latest move mean for the victims of this state of Michigan mess?
This is just a terrible story. People's lives were turned upside down when they most needed help, when they lost their jobs and were unemployed. The system used, the Federal Department of Labor came in and estimated that 93% of people on unemployment were wrongly accused of defrauding the state of Michigan. People had their wages garnished, some filed for bankruptcy, some lost their spouses in the process, and the damages that Michigan assesses on unemployment fraud are just exorbitant. So these people may have had an overpayment, accused of an overpayment of $8,000, and suddenly owed $64,000 in back repayment, penalty, and taxes. It was outrageous, and it's about time that the state starts to drop the charges. I'm surprised it took this long. There's a potential lawsuit, and that's chugging its way through the courts, and they just had a setback on that. But again, this is a terrible story, and the state needs to own up to it.
Yeah, that setback you're talking about, the Michigan Appeals Court says a class action lawsuit against the state regarding this was filed too late. Ken, when a state action causes as much financial harm to people who were already facing tough economic times, what do you think of this action by the courts?
Well, this is a situation where the state prevailing on a technicality feels a lot like losing. People who were potentially harmed by the state of Michigan now can't sue according to this appellate decision because technically it's too late. Just doesn't put the state in a very good position ethically. And so, like I said, I mean, this is a case where the state prevailing on a technicality feels a lot like losing.
Yeah, it's really interesting that we haven't seen more activism from the state to make these people whole. I know I've mentioned that before. It's just curious to me because it makes common sense. It's like the right thing to do, right?
What we're probably witnessing are conversations we're not privy to between the state's attorneys and the department that administers this unemployment insurance program. I mean, the attorneys are probably advising them to say certain things or to not say certain things. But, you know, as Vicki pointed out, I mean, the state's just in a lousy position. Even these 186 individuals that they dropped charges against, they basically, the state's saying, we're going to stop pursuing fraud allegations against these individuals because we're not confident we're right. So, once again, the state is just in a really, really bad spot and will be until people are made whole.
I wanted to point out that not everybody has been made whole yet either, which is the other side of the coin here, that while the charges may have been dropped, all of these people have not yet necessarily received their money back.
In another issue, a lot of local governments have been, for a long time, underfunding pension and retirees' health plans. Governor Rick Snyder appointed a task force to determine how the state might help. The recommendations are the state monitors local governments' retirement funds a little more closely and suggests ways to do better. Vicki, the governor likes best practices. How helpful will this be to local governments?
Unfortunately, this is not a very helpful report. A lot of time was spent rehashing the history and how local governments got to this position that they're in. And I want to point out that the Michigan Municipal League, who is a part of this task force, and some of the other principals involved issued a minority report to this particular report talking about the fact that there was never really solutions addressed to help local governments with the approximately what they've identified as $14 billion in shortfall. The Michigan Municipal League contends that there's been a basic shift of revenue sharing dollars over the last decade and a half that has taken $6 to $7 billion out of local government coffers, which is a huge amount of money. And I say six to seven because 6 billion plus was identified in August of 2014. So I'm assuming that that's raised in the last 3 years. We don't exactly know what that money is, but the task force identified a $10 billion shortfall in what are called OPEB, other retirement benefits other than a pension, which usually include retiree health care and a few other items, and then a $4 billion shortfall statewide in municipal plans for pension. So the pensions are standing up much better than the other retirement benefits, and that really needs to be addressed. And creating a stability fund and more transparent reporting doesn't really get to the heart of the problem, and that is what are the suggestions for best practices to help increase funding in these projected shortfalls.
Now, I want to make sure I understand you. You're saying the organization that represents local governments is saying, hey, we wouldn't be in this mess if the state hadn't cut revenue sharing.
We wouldn't be as badly in this mess if the state hadn't raided the revenue sharing pool.
Ken, how much help do you think the state can be with these recommendations, but no real requirements of local governments?
Well, the recommendations from the task force are going to be useful. They made several, including one that, you know, municipalities, local government has to start doing more pre-funding of health care costs for retirees and pensions. And that's useful. I think, though, the task force report, it's as much about what they couldn't agree on as what they did agree on, because they couldn't agree on this whole issue of state financial assistance after years of revenue sharing cuts. And they also couldn't really agree on what more authority local governments need to address these issues. The Michigan Municipal League, as Vicki pointed out, complained really about the task force recommendations, but they really weren't very clear about what new authority they're actually seeking.
That's Ken Sikkema. He is Senior Policy Fellow with Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican legislator. We also heard from Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lester.